China.
Are you not cold, Emily?
No.
It's
not that cold outside.
So any news anyway, apart from all the planes and all. Dad, did I tell you Dad was sitting here one night and they jumped over the fence here?
Oh,
did I tell you that?
No. Two of them?
Three of them. He was sitting there in his chair.
What time?
6 o'clock. Just about to start the news. 4-6, I'd say. And it just got dark because before I was in the kitchen, put on the potatoes and the veg. And next thing I heard this shouting on the table. What the heck was going on? And I came out of the kitchen and he tried to open the door and he couldn't open the door because the door was locked. And this bloody door locked. And I went, I said, what is going on?
When was this?
But the news is next from London. After you were talking about the car being burnt out, something else that sort of happens everywhere, it was after that.
Oh, God.
And I said to him, you bet you got the door open. I said to him, what is going on?
And did you have the gates open?
I don't think so. Look at when Mary's garden. Mary had her gates open. Came across her garden, jumped across the bins there. And they're at the bins or something.
Your bins?
Yeah.
Trying to dump stuff, are they?
They're only young things, girls. I'd say about 12, they're 12.
Oh, kids.
And then he goes down the road after them. And I'm out on the road. And your man, Anto, who I don't really know, he was coming and I said, they're in at our bins. And he said, I don't think they're in here. He said, I saw them go down the road. They tried to jump over Napa's wall as well. But then they changed their mind. I don't know why. Father goes down after them anyway. He's down around the corner. And I'm standing at the gate. And I can't leave the house because the door's open. Sweet Jesus, would he ever come back? I just want to hear about this man and this child that must have committed suicide.
He
something.
Must have killed the child. Because
yeah.
They're looking for
so
no
was,
one else.
There was no way Anto was going to say. I said, he's gone down around the corner. I said, I'm terribly worried about him. There was no way he was going to go down after him.
Did you catch up with them?
They were cute enough. They went down to the corner and they split up.
And of course, it's the easiest way.
I thought one was a fella because he had
hood
on. The other two, they were in the school tracksuits. I don't ask about school.
Probably the local school, I suppose.
So, they're really stupid now, I said. The light was on here. The television was
They don't
on.
Care. I wonder what they're looking for.
Well, I don't. They look because the bins were already collected that day. Very sad, I must not.
But you don't know, it could be a dispute, you know, family dispute. And
why take the feckin' child? I sent that to Dad today.
You don't know. They're driven to it, you know.
A man was shot dead in a pub car park in County Meath.
Thanks for God.
Four men are
Meath.
Arrested.
Meath. Not the Caprican.
Republicans are involved in the killing.
Did you hear there was an attempted abduction of a 12 or 13-year-old? Crusher Street.
When?
The other day. I read it in the paper.
Never
she was bundled into a car. And she got out or something. She managed to get away, I think, out in Christchurch. They took her all the way, you know. So they're investigating into it. Into a van or something. What's wrong with you?
Not safe anywhere.
So I don't know if it's, they'll have to investigate it, but.
This is very sad now. Regardless of what happened, it's.
Good evening and welcome to 6-1. Guardies say they are treating as a tragic incident the deaths of a 50-year-old County Cork man and his 3-year-old daughter. Their bodies were discovered taken from the sea near their home in West Cork earlier today. They were Martin McCarthy at Fort Muck Ballygahall and his daughter. for Clarissa. Gardaí say they are not looking for anyone else in connection with the deaths.
Killed her.
The calling of the curlew, the barking of distant dogs, the rumble of March winds. This could have been, should have been, and
tomorrow the High Court will be asked to appoint an interim examiner to the paper while a buyer is sought. It's expected.
It's a problem if you can't get a buyer, though.
Will be a front runner to buy this publication, but exiting the printing arrangements
Dan must
will
be
cost 12
home.
Jobs.
However, yeah,
it might have been him that found that time. Remember I said to you, I thought it might have been Keir. I'm Keir later on.
No.
I don't think it was her. How's your rash and your face and all the rest of it?
I'm still taking the cream. It's not great.
It will put in new
well, you had to bear with it for a while, Emma. Is it coming in now?
Yeah.
It's not gas when you told me about now. And how's your scalp, Emma? See, I can't see you now.
No, it's just... time in the light.
Well, I think
I don't think it's much better.
Well, it will take a while. That was only Saturday. No,
well, they say the cream he gave me says to apply it twice.
Yeah.
But I think you have to wait till it's bad to apply it. Because it's not bad all the time. Because it's like this dermatitis thing, and it's eyebrows.
Yeah, that's what I thought, because I just felt my forehead feels a bit rough.
It's the eyebrows, mostly.
Yeah. It's probably dry skin as well.
Well, he said it could be a dermatitis thing, he said. If not, if it doesn't clear up within 2 weeks, I'll have to go back just to make sure it's nothing else. But just have to, the €40. And he gave me this scalp thing, but I don't think it's done a thing. And the bottle's quite small.
Yeah.
And it said, apply it in the affected areas, but it's everywhere, you know?
Oh,
hi. Did you drop Tom back?
No, I left Sarah to the hospital.
Who?
Sarah.
Sarah.
Who was taking it?
Her dad.
Oh, is he all right, Jack?
I think of well, it might be a combination of medicines that he got, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's quite allergic to sulfadine or something, codeine, you know.
Codeine, yeah.
So
he was just taking in something, was he?
Well, he couldn't stand the pain, so.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I sure got him.
So I left Tom at the McCrone Bridge.
To do what?
To go home.
He was going home, but he was going for some tea.
Well,
but he wouldn't be getting the bus home.
You gone to A&E?
Gone to A&E, yeah.
Oh my
Did you
God.
Go by ambulance?
Yeah.
You're good. Well, when...
Sorry, you were saying to him, by the way.
Yeah. Oh,
he will be.
Injury, stands if you, if you, by you, ambulance.
He's worse if he walks in.
Well, that's funny. I'm so over that way today. You were over that way today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that extraordinary now, Jerry?
Yeah.
He wasn't. He wasn't old either.
I was very lucky, Emma. I came out of Henry Street, and I know where the number 7 is.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's up past the Gresham. Up, of course, the road is just there, because I know that can get close
oh, yeah,
to
yeah.
ODS. I said, I can beat him, kill me. Well, I made it. Walk up, because I didn't say I was going anywhere,
no, no.
You know? And I walked up anyway, and next thing I saw bus number 7 coming. So I actually ran. And I said, you do stop outside the Marion Hotel. Not the hotel, the Marion Centre. Sorry? So I do stop at the Marion Centre. I said, yes, and I said, go on. I got off the bus, literally got off the bus, walked across the road at the pedestrian lights.
Yeah.
Went in, and this shop is just there, and I rang down. You'll be back and worrying anyway. I said, I'm Leo's. She didn't even know where Leo's was. Because when I came in, I said, yeah, I thought you were in town, Leo. He Is that some Bones Bridge?
And does he have a shop there?
Well, he doesn't have. He works in a shop, a jeweller shop there.
Oh, jeweller.
The Marion Centre.
All right.
Small little place as such. He only works 2 days.
That's a risky thing to be in, isn't it?
Yeah. So anyway, came out. The shop's just there in the corner. And just came out the main entrance, down the steps, and another seven came along.
Well, that's good.
It's great.
I went down Henry Street for a minute today. Oh my God, it's just getting worse. Yeah, for this guy who couldn't even keep his eyes open on
back
drugs.
Today now.
Yeah. It's just, it's a part of town I just try and avoid. It's just
terrible. Well, I went into.
And I got on originally, what did I get on? I got on the 140 first because I just wanted to get down quickly. So I got that down to Parnell Square and this guy got on. Oh, I've lost my pass. I'm on the social. I haven't the money. I have no money and all this business.
Did your man let him on?
Yeah, but he was already on the bus by this stage. Yeah, he was spending like 5 minutes looking for the pass. And I don't know whether he was doing that for show or what, but I'd say he was another dodgy character, you know. So I think he said, okay, fine, sit down. He goes, oh, if the inspectors come, I'll just hop out.
But I hadn't got a pass at all, of course. I find out you should say that because number 7 stops there and the 46A stops there.
Yeah.
And it literally is just a couple of steps up. Anyway, and I looked at it, I think it said seven minutes, whatever it was. Yeah. So I said, well, never mind. Well, that's not bad now. Just got off one bus, and I didn't have to wait for that. So anyway, and I got to it. Anyway, and the lady just ahead of me as such. Another, I think the 140 goes to IKEA, does it?
The 140, yeah.
Yeah, because that's the same bus stop as the 46A.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that came along. And, God, they meant to be like along to it now. It's unbelievable.
The what, the 140?
Yeah, the 140. It was unbelievable.
It's a busy route.
I couldn't believe it. Anyway, because I don't really know where it goes now as such. So anyway, another lady, she was held in a stick and myself. And she was looking at the thing. I said, it was 3 minutes on. I said, oh, she's coming now. She said, that's great, or something like that. And said, I left my gloves in one of the shops, she said.
Okay.
She said, I hadn't got the energy to go back.
No.
I said, can you ring? I'm not told. She said, it was only a euro shop, whatever it is. So I said, go down to Don's, I said, in town again.
Go sell
the gloves for 50 cents.
Oh, they're trying to get rid of them now.
Yeah, 50. Lovely gloves that you pay.
Yeah, but they're trying to get rid of them now.
I know that.
Because now.
Emma.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
So anyway, I said, that was okay, the 46, I said, it's coming now. And she said, that's great. Yeah, it is true. Came fourth time.
You often wonder, those displays, are they right, you know? They always say, 12 minutes.
The other day we were going, it was 7. And then it was due. And then it went back up again.
Yeah.
Went off totally. Then it came back up again to 6 or something. Then it went to 3 and then it was there. You know, one of these things. Then this lady's trying to get off with a double buggy or such.
Oh, my God.
And the platform wasn't down.
Yeah.
And everyone was so looking at the woman. And another woman came, I don't know where she came from the back or such. And she went to help her with it. And I went to help with it. And I said, surely this ramp should go down. So I said, the ramp should go down anyway. And the fella just totally ignored us. I don't know whether it was broken or not, but he didn't say one way or the other.
Doesn't want to do it.
He doesn't want to do it. And Jerry, I was just telling Emma, this lady, I got talking to her at the bus stop. She lives up in the Navan Road. You know, where you get talking to her. She's parked a car in Phibster. And she said, I really shouldn't be saying this now, she said. But I wonder, was the reason why that lady, she did put down the arm. But I said, unfortunately, I thought exactly the same thing. And that's why I said, surely this ramp should go down. There's a coloured lady, Jerry, and she's a double booking.
They don't want to do it.
And he just totally ignored everyone.
No, no, no.
Several other people said it as well.
It only takes a minute for them to pull.